The city of Petersburg has just about finished fixing its collapsed hillside along downtown Hammer Slough. It's also removed the huge pile of debris that settled in the creek after last month's landslide. The work cost less than expected, and much of it will be covered by the federal government. The city council got an update from the city manager last night. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Petersburg's acting city manager and public works director Carl Hagerman officially declared a local disaster shortly after the August 20th slide in the hopes of getting emergency assistance from the state of Alaska. On the advice of state officials, he also requested aid from the National Resource Conservation Service, which has an emergency watershed protection program.
While the disaster declaration didn't really go too far with the state, our disaster wasn't disastrous enough for them. The lead to go to NRCS did pan out to be a very good fit for our problem.
Hagerman told the city council that the federal agency immediately flew two staff members to Petersburg, where heavy rains had caused a large section of the public works parking lot to slide into Hammer Slough. They assessed the damage and accepted the project. They provided engineering services to the city as well as a funding plan in which the agency will pay 75% of the costs incurred after the city signed the agreement. Hagerman was confident the city would be done with the repairs and cleanup in time to meet the NRCS's 10-day deadline for the work.
That work was started immediately upon signing the agreement, and to date is virtually complete. The slope has been completely rebuilt. The debris has been removed from the stream completely. We have some drainage considerations, some storm drainage considerations to do in the parking area, which we're working on the next 2 days. Thursday is the cutoff for the funding from NRCS, and we should have the project completed by then.
The city had initially planned to leave some of the rock and soil in the slough with permission from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. However, according to Hagerman, the NRCS officials took a closer look, and after consulting with the other agencies in the city, they decided all the debris needed to be removed. The NRCS portion of the project is about $116,000, of which the city will only have to pay about $30,000. While the final bills aren't all in, Hagerman estimated the city spent another $25,000 before that agreement.
So that is looking much better than it did a week and a half ago.
The city council had originally authorized Hagerman to spend as much as $250,000, with the expectation that it might end up being even more costly than that. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.